Welcome to the My Wife Is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
With Travis Bowles.
He traded a Hulkbuster for that.
I go and see the doctor and he says, hey, you got to lose some weight. He told me he wants to put me on some weight loss pill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, sign me up for that shit.
Pete McCarthy.
If you don't pull out like a 1994 S10 pickup out of that box, you got that opinion is wrong, Steven. Nothing you can say makes that not wrong. I'm literally chewing Travis's fecal matter. I'm swallowing it down so I can keep talking. All right?
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
I could arm wrestle her, and then I could beat her, and I could probably impress her because she'd be like, wow, this guy's even tougher than the Mandalorian. I don't know why it's a bullpen.
That's where the artists and writers will sit in a bullpen.
Oh, you couldn't say that nowadays. It'd have to be bulls and cows. I think I am this show. He-Man. Welcome, everybody, to episode 196.
Wow.
Of the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me podcast. That's right, I'm your host, Steve Bisciotti. With me today, as always, are the two best co-hosts a host could have. Starting with Travis Bowles. How you doing, Trav?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me, Steven.
Next to him and across from me is Pete McCarthy. How are you today, Pete?
I'm doing great, Steven.
I'm glad. You know, and I gotta say something here. You know, having Pete back, it's been a while. He has been sporadic at best. As of recent, he's not been here. And I've got a few things to say. So listen up, fans, because I'm going to get real.
Hit me.
I've been hearing a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff online about, you know, how Pete was holding the podcast back. And that, you know, since he's been gone, things have gotten a lot better. And that, you know, Pete really doesn't bring much to the show, and he just talks over everybody. And a lot of this stuff about, hey, maybe you should just, it's time to just replace Pete. And I want to say, that's bullshit. We are not replacing Pete. There is no way in hell. Pete is my friend, and I don't care what you think. That fucker has been here. We have recorded over 200 episodes, and he's been here for at least 100 of them. And that son of a bitch is going to stay. All right? I know people think I'm funnier when he's gone. They think, you know, the show is just, it's smoother, it's better, it's tighter. I hear all that bullshit, and I say, fuck you. I don't care if he runs the damn show into the ground. He is my friend, and he is not going anywhere. Enough said.
Appreciate it, Steven.
There.
It's good to have you back, Peter.
Oh, it's good to be here. Steven, too, is my friend. I just want to go out on a limb and say that as well.
Yeah.
Now, he's out on that limb. I'm out on that limb. It's a hell of a limb. But we are out there together.
Mm. Well, I want you both to know you got a friend in me.
I have a friend in Travis. Travis is a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. That's a callback.
Yeah.
Pete taught me about that.
That was fun.
Yep.
That was. A fun little video.
All right, Pete. Well, you've been gone for a while. What's been going on?
Just work and we had a D&D game that lined up funny, and I'm still settling into my Monday through Friday gig. When I worked my previous schedule, every 5 days I had a 4 day off stretch. But now I'm trying to contribute more around the house, so I'm running kids a little bit more because there's more consistency in my schedule and being home in the evenings, so that leaves a lot more to do on the weekends. I find that my weekends are filling up much faster than they used to. So, but I'm over the hump. I'm settling nicely to the new gig, and I'm back. So.
All right. Travis. What's going on with you?
Wow. 2.0.
2.0 is going on with you?
2.0 happened.
Yeah. What do you think?
Steve stuck it in there. Snuck it in on us. Ben absolutely killed the intro. I love it. I mean, it was great. I almost think I want Ben to do our next intro because that was wonderful. And don't get me wrong, Dave Hunt has done wonderful things for us, but Ben just killed it with that.
Dave Hunt has a lot less time than he used to because he's trying to be a doctor and shit.
Yeah. So, I mean,
trying to better himself.
2.0 is fun. I really enjoyed it. I thought you guys did good. I had an interesting conversation with Jeremy. Pete and I went up and got to go hang out with Nate Strong and his beautiful wife as we watched Jeremy's band play up in Pentwater.
Good times.
Yeah, it's a fun experience, but it was funny. I was talking with Jeremy, and I'm like, dude, I go, you guys really should do 2.0 once a month. And he's like, oh, Steve don't have the time, blah, 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 and everything. And I go, like, what else is he going to do? Sit around and, like, just paint stuff? Or, I mean,
He's been busy. I asked him to draw a black and white arrow with a words in it, and he hasn't managed to get that done yet. So, just an arrow. But just two lines with a point and then words in it. So,
he's busy.
He is busy.
Him.
So
you saw one of my works last night.
Yeah, I ate it, actually.
That's right.
He's been doing a lot of cooking, like a good little housewife. So while we're having this conversation, Jeremy says to me, he goes, dude, I don't want to step on you guys' toes. And I'm like, fuck, P and I are about to lose our toes. What are you talking about?
Metformin only works for so long, Jeremy.
So I go, what are you? He goes, yeah, but what if we start doing 2.0 and one day 2.0 becomes more popular than 1.0?
First off, laughing. Jeremy, you're smoking too much dope.
I just died laughing. I was like, oh, that's some funny stuff. Oh, my gosh.
Right, and yeah, if you drive a Kia, it may be nicer than a BMW someday, but probably not.
Regardless, after we had that conversation, I said to him, I go, Jeremy, to be honest with you, I could care less. I said, that's fun. It's fun. It's fun for us to listen to it. I like to talk about it. It's fun. You know, so I'm hoping that we see 2.0 become its own little thing. You guys got to stop ripping us off as far as topics and everything. But, I mean, me and Pete thought of those topics. It was hard work. So, I mean, you just don't get to just come in and just steal
toy news. Yeah. We can't do toy news.
No, that's a trap.
Isn't that kind of the thing that that 2.0 kind of gets better a little bit?
You can definitely not do toy news. That is copyrighted. Right. My wife is going to kill me. 1.0.
Right. No thanks. No thanks, UPS guys.
No thanks, UPS guys.
No lists of any type. Top 5, top 10, top
47. We're going to do. What did you get today, boys?
That sounds gay. Yeah, so I would go with that.
That would be fitting for 2.0.
Yeah, fitting your penises in each other's butts.
Well, I can tell everybody now this isn't going to be a weekly thing. Not for me.
No. Monthly.
No, you're really busy.
I am.
Monthly.
I am very busy.
The more you say it, it's every morning, Pete, you're beautiful. The more I say it, the more I feel beautiful. I get it.
2.0 was great.
I hope people enjoyed it.
I heard it was fun.
Despite what they say. And there is no way in hell I'm trying to be Pete. I just want to make that clear. That's bullshit.
People were pretty adamant that you were trying to be Pete.
Uh-huh. They think that. They don't know what the hell they're listening to. They ain't smart enough to know what's going on in this head. They can't grasp what I'm doing. Fucking bullshit.
So, right. What's up with you, Steve?
And what's got you so busy, Steven?
Oh, man, I've been camping. Last week, I've been... I
slept and...
Painting.
I drove to work.
Painting some things.
I had lunch a couple times.
I've been doing some airbrushing.
I watched the original He-Man cartoon again.
I didn't. I did not. Been watching The Boys.
I watched The Return of the Jedi.
I wish I did.
I watched The Last Jedi and I complained.
No. No, no, I've been busy. I was beginning to tell a story on Legion's Cast, but I think my wife threw away some heads. I haven't decided what her punishment's going to be, but there's got to be some retribution here.
Yeah, you don't just throw away Steve's toys.
A box of planetary dogs' heads. I don't know where they are. I'm assuming they're gone. If I don't find them soon, there's going to be some splaining to do. There'll be some splaining to do, Lucy. Right? I don't know. Been watching a lot of WWE 1997 circa. You know, cool stuff. Great stuff.
Super busy.
Now you understand why you can't draw your arrow.
As I paint.
Ooh.
You know, I set the little iPad up and I just sit there and I watch it while I'm painting. Kind of watch while I'm painting. Actually, more I listen while I paint. It's been fun. But no one wants to hear about any of this bullshit. They want us to get into toy news. And I think we have a lot.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know where to start.
I bet you don't, because you probably don't know what the hell to talk about.
I know a lot of stuff.
Travis just forgot where he was for a second.
It's crazy the amount of toys and reveals, and even just from the standpoint of how spoiled we are currently with what we are going to be able to find on the shelves. It is astounding.
Well, so we'll do it by line.
Okay.
So let's talk about He-Man. I saw at our Whitehall Walmart, they've got it, the big cardboard thing with all the figures.
They do.
Yep. And I turned the corner, and I'm with my wife. I turned the corner and said, honey, look at this. She goes, oh, those are cool. And, you know, because, of course, when she looks at toys, she thinks about Pearson and what he would think, right? And she goes, that's cool. And I said, honey, I said, for a He-Man collector, a vintage guy like Fat Steve or Ugly Jeremy, they walk in and they see this, and it that reminiscent of these have not been on the shelves in stores in decades, right? I mean, it's been since early 2000s.
Yes, since early 2000s.
So, I mean, that's almost decades at this point. And it was really kind of neat.
It was.
And then I bought some, you know, they make those little metal minis.
Oh, God. You know?
They had Dungeons and Dragons ones, man.
Oh, wow. You bought those, huh?
I did, yep. I got a Dritz Duarden metal diecast.
I saw that.
It's cool as shit.
I saw that pile of...
They're all garbage. But what's great, that Beholder, the big eye with the eyes is cool, and the dragon was badass. That's why I bought them.
I bet.
And they're made out of metal. They're sweet.
So. Does Pearson play with action figures at all anymore?
Actually, yes. You know what his favorite action figures are right now?
What?
Wrestling.
Really?
Dude, he is hardcore. He's been doing nothing but playing 2K19 wrestling on the PlayStation. And I just bought him Roman Reigns, who's one of his favorites. I've been picking them up. I've been seeing them. I've been stashing them away for Christmas.
Are you getting the Motu ones?
No Motu ones.
There's a Motu Roman Reigns.
So, I think he would like that. But like I said, we're just getting into it. But yeah, he's been wrestling all over the living room.
Nice.
Having a good old time. His sister has this like life-size rainbow zebra. And this poor thing is just getting suplexed and powerbombed and butt-fucked, I'm sure. But yeah, so the world of Motu, what is going on? So obviously these retro figures, they're basically re-releases of the original vintage with higher ports of articulation, right?
Swappable parts.
Yep, super cool. What else is going on in the world of Motu? What are we seeing right now, Steven?
We are seeing also Mega Constructs has been hitting shelves. New offerings for Mega Constructs. We're looking at Point Dread, the Rotan, and I just recently seen on Facebook, although I haven't seen it in my town yet, a whole display, a much big cardboard display similar to the one you saw with the Origins, but with the whole new waves of the new Masters of the Universe minifigs, or what they call it, for Mega Constructs.
Cool.
Lots of new characters coming out. And as far as I know of Masters of the Universe on the shelves, other than if you count the WWE Motu crossover figures, which I absolutely love. And I'm really excited to get new offerings from that. I can't wait to get Mr. T in my hands, because I pity the fool that misses out on that. Yeah, so that's what's going on with Masters of the Universe.
What's up in the world of Mondo? They did anything big lately?
Just some reveals, nothing like, you know, some snapshots and some things. You know, they got the other stuff coming, but there's nothing that I can say right now that they've really shown.
What about Mattel?
Well, Mattel is He-Man.
Right, but what aren't they doing? Aren't they doing new stuff too? Are they just doing the
Origins or their stuff? Okay. And yeah,
they're not doing anything like the classics right now.
No, well, they've announced that there will be figures when this cartoon Revelations comes. There will be figures for that line that are going to be closer to classics.
Did they, if I remember right, they revealed what He-Man looks like, didn't they?
No, I don't think that's official.
We don't know that's true. Okay.
The only thing we've seen is a shadow of the figure.
Uh-huh.
You can't really tell.
Oh, but I saw a animation.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
And I don't think that's official.
Okay. So someone that could be just a fan-made thing.
Yes. Gotcha.
So Mattel, Walmart, He-Man crossovers. Mondo's got some cool stuff coming. Mattel obviously is doing a great job making you happy.
Minis. There's minis. I forgot about those. There's those little Castle Grayskull, you know, where you...
the
blind,
Mighty Max ripoff.
Blind.
Yep.
The what?
The Mighty Max ripoff.
Maybe.
Yep.
But they're basically the Motu minis.
Right. They're like minis. They're like little Mighty Maxes inside Mighty Max playsets, only it's all Motu themed.
What's the chase? Stop trying to figure out what he's saying. Just he's making fun of it. Just go with it, okay?
I have not really gotten into that at all.
Oh, so you don't know what the chase is on the minis? Because no. People are talking about...
Motu Joe said what the chase was in our one of our conversations.
Yeah, like the purple in the Snake Mountain one. I don't...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That would be news to me because I'm not planning
on... So you're not buying these?
No, I'm not. No.
Oh. You don't think they're kind of fun?
I do think they're kind of fun, but you got to stop somewhere.
Right.
No, I don't know.
You stop with the original Mighty Max who did it first. But the burning question that I have, Steven, is there's over the years I crap on Motu because it's fun because you love it and I love to crap on things you love, and your wife's into scat anyways. But the thing is, I want to know what is going to be the kick ass Motu release this year for Christmas.
Oh, that is a question because it's going to be Castle Grayskull.
It is, but is it going to have like Christmas lights on it? Is there going to be a Christmas tree in the window?
No,
like something has to go with. I have the power of stockings, like our. Like Super 7
like Super 7 did. Yeah. I don't know.
Like a candy cane sword?
They already did that.
Okay.
With Super 7.
Is it going to be like a Ghost of Christmas Past, but it's Orko?
That would be awesome. I would buy that in a second. Right. I'm really excited about these holiday Stormtroopers.
Could
you imagine an Ebenezer Scrooge Skeletor? That's a great crossover because let's get into that. Let's talk about Star Wars. The holiday figures... stupid as shit.
Like them.
I totally get it. They're fun. You know, I get it.
Well, they're stupid, but I love them.
Right. What's, speaking of Star Wars, HasLab's talking about a new, like a sail barge-esque type of...
The Razor Crest.
Razor Crest.
Which is the Mandalorian ship.
Right. From the TV show The Mandalorian.
Yes, sir.
That the Mandalorian pilots.
Yep, $350 I think that thing is going to be, and I did watch...
I think it's almost funded, by the way.
I figured.
It's been a day.
Yeah. That thing's going to hit some stretch goals like the Sentinel did, because they said that there are going to be stretch goals with that.
That's cool.
Black
Series is crushing it. Some great figures been dropping.
Yeah, they've been doing some good stuff. I don't know. Man... I'm not following that as close as I used to. So
this is where Travis should be jumping in, but he's scrolling through titty pics of his wife on Facebook right now.
They're like, he hasn't seen those before.
Yeah.
I don't care how many times useless. I see them. I still love them every time
I love
see them,
too, and I love that I can see them over your shoulder, but we're doing a show here.
Yeah, Travis. I mean, is that what you do when you're like...
I'm looking for stuff for the show, okay?
So what else is going on in the world of Star Wars? Hide his titties.
What else is going on in the world of Star Wars? Well, I think the biggest thing is the debut of Season 2 of The Mandalorian next month.
Yeah, October 9th.
You may be right. I'm not exactly sure on the date, but I know it's next month.
I believe it's October 9th is what I saw, or October 4th.
Either way, I'm pretty excited. I'm a little worried about this whole rumor of Pedro Pascal.
Oh, no, yeah, that's garbage.
You think? Well, you don't think that's true?
No.
About him walking?
Yeah, that's garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope that's not true.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
We need his voice. I mean, I know he's not in the suit most of the time, but that voice is, you know, I mean, I'm attached to that voice now.
Right.
I can't have a different voice in there. Mm. That's going to be bullshit. We get John Wayne's walk and freaking Pedro Pascal's voice, and we're good.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't worry about that stuff until you see it reported by reputable sources. I would just relax.
He gets paid the same, whether he's got the helmet on or not, right? Shut up. Take your money.
It's something. I don't, like I said, I wouldn't
it's
worry
Will
about
Smith
it.
It's Will Smith and Suicide Squad. I get it. You're pretty. We all think you're pretty.
Mm. Is he, though? I never thought Pedro Pascal was that good looking of a dude.
He's rugged.
He's got a cool look to
him. He's ruggedly handsome.
But yeah, he's like, you know, I'm not saying he's ugly, but man, he's no Brad Pitt.
Well, Brad Pitt's not even really Brad Pitt anymore. I'm getting old.
That's true, but.
So, Marvel Legends, Trav, hit me. I see they're doing an arcade figure, which is pretty cool.
The arcade looks beautiful.
And what is the flaming dice head figure that was with the arcade? Looked really neat, but I didn't know who it was.
Yeah, I guess I missed that one then. A flaming dice head.
Or maybe it wasn't dice, but it was like a head, but it was like flame on the outside. The flame was translucent, the head was on the inside. They were doing like a villain's pack. It was arcade and...
Yeah. Dang. I missed that one.
Useless.
They're doing a Firestar.
Okay.
Which a lot of... She's been one figure that people have been after for a while.
Yeah, not me.
You're too young.
I love that figure.
You probably never watched Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
I mean, I remember the cartoon as a kid.
Yeah.
No, I'm not Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
You
watched
the Spider-Man.
Spider-Man,
the 90s one, which
Spider-Man
was amazing.
Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends
Amazeballs.
Really good for its time.
Yes,
I've watched it recently, and it's still...
Right,
like,
he's been busy.
Good.
Watched it recently. It's been busy.
Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends was Spider-Man, Iceman, and Firestar.
Okay.
It was fun. It's kind of like they lived in the same house. Or
Firestar was so sexy.
Yeah.
Before Bobby was gay?
Yes.
Way before.
Right.
Well, before his past one came. And I don't know, anyway.
He almost contributed something for a second. Then I was like, nah, I better not.
It doesn't make much sense. But here's a couple. The newest wave that's coming out.
Hide his titties.
Thunderstrike, which is... a guy that became Thor during when Thor didn't have his powers for a certain amount of time.
Lame.
Which is really like Thor with a vest on.
Lame.
It does look lame. You like that, Trav?
I do not. I won't.
And an Eddie Brock head.
I will not buy that. I might buy it just for the head. But
might be some cool G.I. Joe parts in there.
Yeah, Jocasta, which I like this one. She won't mean anything to either of you.
Ooh, but is that a Hulk body with a suit on?
That's a Mr. Fix-It build-a-figure.
Oh, fucking stupid.
Mr.
Fix-It, what's this about?
So, the Gray Hulk, not the original.
Stop 1 second.
Go ahead.
Gary Rickman, start listening right now so you can critique this later and go.
So, the Hulk had a persona that came out that was the Gray Hulk and was called Mr. Fix-It. He was weaker, but he was smarter.
Okay.
But he also was, like, smarter from the standpoint of, why am I worrying about this kind of stuff? Like, he could only come out at night. So Bruce Banner would turn back into a Banner during the day, and at night he would turn into the Gray Hulk.
Okay.
And the Gray Hulk, like, pretty much was like, I'm going to make some money. And, like, went out to Vegas and was like a bodyguard / bouncer /... you know, Mr. Fix-It, you know, kind of like this.
Ray Donovan.
Yes. And that was kind of like what the story was during that time.
I don't
I would say early.
Ridiculous. However.
You want that figure?
When I've seen the figure, I'm like, I like it. I like those.
That's fun.
Hulk looking like a gangster is freaking cool.
You know what? Hey, guys. Hey, it's Phil over here at Marvel. Listen, I was thinking... we need some sort of a Mad Men Hulk. Can we do that? Like, do you guys, I'm thinking.
Mad
like,
Men was based on
like a
Mr. Fix-It.
A CPA. Yeah, I need like a Hulk CPA. Can we do that? Think not You know what? Not full black because it's not a close relative, but maybe like a cousin's funeral Hulk. Let's do that.
So what is this? Late 80s, 90s?
Yeah. Yeah.
Figure that Gray Hulk shit.
I'd say early 90s probably, but.
Comic Falcon?
Comic Falcon.
I like that.
Yeah, not interested. Video game Cap with his helmet off.
It's about
off.
Time.
With his helmet off.
We need a good Cap. We've needed a good Cap for a while.
Because they actually have already done this Cap, but he had the helmet on, and I think the colors are different.
Oh, nice, okay.
He is maybe blue. I have seen people buying that figure and using it for like Shock Troopers and G.I. Joe, though.
Did you anybody else see that deep fake of John Krasinski as Captain America?
No.
Absolutely epic.
I bet it. That sounds cool.
I have not.
A new Iron Man, because I know Pete was looking and for a new Iron
Man. But to me, so I saw that with the hat, the human head on it, and I thought that was Arlo, not Tony Stark, from the Iron Man book that I just read.
2020.
And I thought that was kind of cool. Like, hey, Arlo's out of his iron lung. He's in an Iron Man suit.
This is Kang.
That I will buy. I would get behind that in a heartbeat.
Kang is one of their original Avengers villains. He time displacement and technology and
cool.
He was always kind of a cool bad
I'm not
guy.
Thinking of Kang. Who am I thinking of?
I have no idea.
You gave me a book of his. It was an old guy and he looked like Kang, like a had like a but he had a skull on him.
Oh, yeah, I think the Destroyer. I think, yeah, yeah.
Who is that?
Man, it's a character that old time character that Kirkman wrote, just like a standalone book. Anyway.
It was really good.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, I gave it to you to read, so I am going to agree with you that it was good, because I bought it.
Didn't it start, that wasn't Kang, though?
No.
Who was it?
The Destroyer, I think.
But it had a name.
I don't know his name besides The Destroyer.
No,
that's not. Listen to these two.
Start with an M?
Wow.
I'm sorry, Peter.
If people say I destroy them, in my name of the show.
I'm sorry. I can't post it.
So any other great? Any other in the world of Marvel? Any other good legends coming out?
Not that I recall. Besides that, that's the newest announced stuff. There's still a ton of stuff coming. They're literally pumping stuff out right now. All of the big toy manufacturers, which absolutely blows my mind. But Hasbro did also announce this, which I will say did pretty much make my brain explode.
There it is. That is what everybody's favorite periwinkle elf. Dritzed.
The fact that they're doing this and even made it like a deluxe figure coming with Guinevere dice, to me, it makes me think that there will be more figures coming, especially probably from the companions. And I could tell you, I just finished the last Dritz book, and it touched me like no other movie or book I have ever read or watched touched me. And I have gone on record on this podcast talking about how I handle movies and books. And especially when you start talking about like Infinity Gauntlet and all that stuff. This book was amazing. And to then finish that book and 3 days later get this picture dropped that Hasbro is going to start making Dungeons and Dragons figures. And who knows? Maybe this will be the only one. I really doubt it. I almost can't believe that it took 36 novels with like half of them being on the bestseller list for them to put out an action figure.
I figured it out. The Destroyer, like I said. Doesn't he look like? I saw he looks like Kang-ish. Like Kang meets the Punisher. But he's a little bit Skrull-ish maybe too. Or I don't know.
Well, good job, Pete.
I know what I'm talking about.
You are, yeah.
So that, again, is it Guinevere? Is that the lion's or panther's name?
Yep.
She's a little small.
Oh, it's garbage. It's garbage. Okay. She's supposed to be a 600 to 800 pound panther. And
well, that would be right then if he was 450 pounds.
And let's be honest, Dritz probably weighs a $180
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
$220 with all of his armor. Are we talking about encumbered or unencumbered weight?
With his swords and stuff. Right. Yeah, I mean, I could see $220 Maybe. You know, I mean, he's an elf. You know, and
so... What you're saying is Guinevere should have been the size of Battle Cat.
Yes. Yeah. I am. But that's okay. We're getting her. It's an articulated version.
Looks beautiful.
Yeah, which is cool. He's cool. What's been fun is because of this podcast, you know, like I have three buddies who reached out to me immediately about this. They're like people in my life buddies. Twining, Ben Yeager. Actually, Ben has been pretty quiet about it, but it's football season. And Cameron. And those three, like, oh my God, so excited.
How many people posted in the support group or in the On My Wife's Gonna Kill Me?
Yeah.
Hey, Trav.
And like, I was getting tagged and stuff. I was getting listeners of the show, like, contact me, Joe Russo. I mean, just people reaching out going, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And me being in the same, you know, like, holy crap. It's like... I understand how happy He-Man being on the shelf makes you.
Yeah.
The fact they're doing this figure and I might walk in one day and see it sitting. Right. I mean, that is... And you're starting... I mean, you even have a little bit of this experience because, yes, you haven't read all of them.
Yeah.
But you're into the third novel.
Yeah.
You know, in a very short amount of time.
Yeah, she's been busy.
And so does that get you excited, Steve?
Oh, I think that's going to be fun. I will buy that when I see it, if I see it.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Hopefully, distribution will be decent.
We'll see.
I was super excited when Tim Sawyer actually messaged Steve and I and said, "Hey, remember those books I told you guys about to read?
Yeah,
they're making these figures." Right. I was pumped.
Ugh.
I was pumped.
Well, it's funny, Tim, Len, Jim Bagtaz,
everybody that we know that has three letters in their first name: Tim, Len, Jim,
Tom Faltroy,
Tom Faltroy, Ron Twining, Ben Talmadge.
I got you on this one. Harley.
What?
Harley.
Yeah, Har and Lee both messaged you.
I mean, I just...
I have always only called him Har. Everybody knows that. It's common knowledge.
Super.
I always go, Har, Har, Har.
I'm super excited about it, and I just... For me, it was like one of those things where I... Now, do I have some nitpicky things about it? Yeah.
Yeah.
For
face
sure.
Face isn't the right color. It's supposed to be black. We all know that.
And I'm real lenient on the face color thing. Like, I've seen so many that doesn't bother me, but there's some cool, like, they've got, like, his hair comes off one of the heads, and then it's a bald, grinning drow elf. And that could be another character that you'll meet down the line, you know? And to me, I mean, I'm like, that's an awesome add-in that they did that, you know? I hate to say it, but I even kind of look at this and go, shit, just to have the swords and the heads to put with Mythic Legions. I mean, because in my mind, while I'm super excited about this.
You have a beautiful figure already.
I'm never going to compare this Hasbro-produced thing to what the Mythic Legion line has done. You know, it's just not comparable. And then you factor in that Hobby Lobby, you know, did some great custom work for me and. But it's still, it's awesome, and it's great to have that. And so I am super excited.
Right.
Sure. Yes. Awesome.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. What's going on in the world? NECA, Super 7, they're both crushing it. Figure after figure after figure.
I could tell you one thing that has happened.
That I have not bought any of them because I'm broke.
And guess who else didn't buy any of them?
Mr. DeWitt.
And Mr. Bowles.
What?
I cannot find my order through Super 7 for them. I haven't gotten them yet, and you got yours, you know?
Yeah.
I can't find my order. Like, I can't find it. So I went back through PayPal, and I've got all these payments to Super 7, and it's like almost some of them are like doubles of certain things, like the William Stout collection and stuff like that. I can't find any Turtles transactions. And so I'm sitting here going, holy crap, I missed Series 1 and Series 2 of the Turtles through Super 7.
You can still get Series 2, can't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure probably through Big Bad Toy Store. Yep. Maybe even Super 7. I don't know.
I don't think.
Probably Big Bad.
And I was counting on just walking out of your garage with them. So you fucked me.
Well, you were not alone.
So
Jeremy had reached out to me about getting.
Yeah, that's his.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is kind of funny.
And I had already fucked Jeremy.
This is kind
of
funny.
Because yeah. I was in charge of COVID and then Diamond shutting down. That's my fault. So
part of the conversation we had with the Patreons on Zoom the other night, that's right, if you're a Patreon supporter, sometimes you'll get invited to do a Zoom meeting and you can talk.
Watch Steven masturbate.
Close. I keep the camera just above there so you can see the movement, but you really can't. Yeah, it's different. But so, yeah, you can join in and talk to a bunch of me and maybe Travis and maybe Pete and other Patreon supporters. But one of the topics of discussion was somebody was listening, I believe, to an interview with Brian Flynn, and he was talking about the explosion of the prices of his figures, and there was kind of a concern, and he was saying, you know, it's not always the best to have your first wave blowout be sold out, because that is sold out. You can't get that on BBTS.
Yeah.
And now I've got other waves we're trying to sell, and there's people that missed out on wave one that cannot get in at a good price.
Yeah.
Now Raphael is going to cost them a lot of money.
Yeah. And in order to collect their turtles,
nobody wants
four of them.
Three of the four turtles.
So do they not buy them future waves because they couldn't get the first one?
Yeah.
Never thought of that.
And he was like, you know, Brian Flynn was like, I believe, and I'm paraphrasing, and I can't remember who was even talking about this, but, you know, a year down the line, on the road, if prices start shooting up, that's okay. But when your first wave comes out and they're gone and prices have jumped, that's not always the best.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because some people would say, I'm out, and I'm... And that's,
yeah, if I got to pay $100, and I don't know what Raphael's going for, haven't looked, but it must be...
I would be shocked if it's not $100.
Yeah, possibly. So.
So, Pete, really, you know, no plan?
We've been doing other stuff, so...
What does that mean?
What?
What does that mean?
We bought a van and stuff. Like, I've been doing other stuff with my money. I haven't been buying toys.
Yeah, but what about the important stuff?
I guess I don't know what you mean. So, I'm buying dice. Important stuff. I buy lots of dice. How much is too much to spend on monthly dice subscriptions?
$1.
I don't understand. I would get a pair of Yahtzee dice out of an old freaking box, and I would use that.
Yeah, but that doesn't work, because that's 5 6-sided dies. In order to play, you need to have at least 6, if not 7 die, depending on whether or not you want to roll your percentile dice twice. So.
Wow. That's how far this podcast has fallen.
Technically, you need 7.
All right. What else we got to talk about?
Apparently not how much I'm spending on my dice subscriptions every month. Because it's more than $1.
You don't want to tell people.
I don't want to tell people.
What are you doing? What are you scrolling through, Trav?
I was asking.
For more toy news.
Hide his titties.
I'm trying to find... I'm trying to find where I want to go next with this podcast.
Oh.
I'm sure there's more toy news. Do you guys got anything else? There's new Transformers. There's new Star Wars.
Off the top of my head, no.
There you go. Go look them up if you want to know.
New Transformers.
That's your fucking help. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Toy drama?
Before we do toy drama, I want to do... It's been a very long time, and I've been holding off on doing our people asking to join.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we've been saving this for Peter.
Yeah, there's a couple things we've saved for Peter.
I know. Some of them I'm not gonna be able to remember. So,
well, the other would be his getting kicked out of.
Yes, that I have. Okay. I have that on. That's for toy drama for sure.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
What did I get kicked out of?
So the support group, and you'll know, you'll be ready. Do you want to give us a quick recap? Who's in the lead here, Peter? It's been so long. So
I'm ahead by a lot. Go ahead.
So Sean March asked to join, and he said his favorite host is Travis. Thank you, Sean.
There's another one, Travis.
You can't trust anybody whose last name's a month.
You can't trust anybody who says Travis, because you know Travis, they didn't say anything, and then Travis messaged them and said, hey, vote for me.
Cody Hulks. Well, guys, every week when Travis starts talking, I swear he sounds like Randall from Clerks 2. I'm not always sure what he's saying, but it still sounds like Randall, so he's going to get my vote. But seriously, guys, absolutely loving the podcast. Huh. Welcome, Cody.
So he doesn't sound like Randall from Clerks 1? Does Randall sound completely different in Clerks 2 than he does from Clerks 1?
I don't know. I
wonder what he's going to sound like in Clerks 3.
Maybe he's only ever seen Clerks 2.
Derek Moonstar. That's a freaking awesome name, Derek. Travis, because he is not such a fence rider anymore.
Really?
The beach and quarantine changed him for the better.
Really?
What the fuck is he listening to?
Yeah, where is he seeing this at?
I love you too, Derek.
You're fucking on a Moonstar.
God, sounds like he belongs in Silverhawks.
Love you too, Derek. Hold
did
on.
Did he say Dick?
Derek?
It sounded like he said, I love you too, Dick.
I thought he did. I think he did say Dick.
He was talking about his penis.
I do love my dick. Jimmy Haravex.
Okay, so here's the deal. If he can't pronounce their name, their vote for him doesn't count.
Jimmy Haravex. I did pronounce it correctly. Travis. Look at this shit. I'm just fucking blowing you guys out of the water.
Oh, jeez, yeah, dude. This is crazy.
This is weird. Look at you.
You know what's funny is I didn't even realize there was this many votes for me. I just been sitting
on
these.
You just went up by 5, didn't he?
Yeah, he just got 5 today, which is fucking suspect as hell. Yeah.
Brandon Gill. Steve B.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know either.
Fuck you.
I count that one. I could have swore there was more because I thought that.
Oh,
really?
I'm gonna go. That's weird. All those ones for Pete must have just gotten lost.
Well, you were up by a lot, you said, so I think probably just helped even it out a little bit, right? I
mean, wow.
Didn't that just happen?
Seriously? This is it?
That was it, I think. Hey, don't be haters.
5 out of 6 votes were Travis votes.
Don't be haters.
Wow.
Why are you hating? Seriously.
I just can't believe that people, just that many people, like the most boring guy on the show.
I don't know. I think I've been pretty fun this summer.
And I know you think you were lying because your voice got really high when you said that. Hey, Travis, have you seen my purse? I haven't seen your purse.
Oh, shoot. All right, so that brings us to toy drama and... Toy drama is going to be very interesting. I got some stuff I want to get to before
Pete opens up.
Yeah, Pete gets a little out of control.
Opens his own exodus.
Yep. I want to make sure we...
I feel like Pete's getting tired, though. Is he going to have enough strength?
I think we're all getting tired. Like, you've been yawning, I've been yawning.
Shoot. I'm ready to go.
Oh, are you?
Waiting for you to... Yeah.
He drank caffeinated coffee this morning.
No, I didn't.
So he's going to crank it up, then call in sick to work all this week because his alpha male body can't handle caffeine.
See, my body was alpha male.
So, Pete, this we're going to have to remind you of this because it was so long ago. But our good friend, Dave Bond, posted a picture.
Okay. Now I know. All right. I love Dave Bond.
Dave Bond is a good dude.
Good dude.
Yep. Shared the hot tub with me. So, Dave shared a picture. And do you remember what that picture was, Peter?
Yeah, it was a bunch of Joes from Target that he bought.
And he said, you know, hey.
I posted this in the support group because if I post it anywhere else, everybody's going to shit on me for scalping.
Yep, that's exactly how it went.
So then I took his picture and then I posted it.
And said, jackpot, eBay, here I come in the greatest toy group on earth.
This was so worth it.
Oh, man.
So worth it.
Robert Bernard said that's exactly why no one else can find any. Eric Mashikana said, well, would you sell it on here, please? Jason Tracy said, this isn't going to end well. Paul Carr said, shaking my head. Anthony James Chalupa said, he's either joking or a pile of shit.
You are...
Which is funny because he's on both.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what Robert Cookie said. He said, can't he be both?
I'm a joking pile of shit.
Now it gets fun, though, because Anthony Hansen comes in and says, swap them for a treadmill.
Ooh, personal attack.
I was like, my profile picture, I'm not even that. It's just my fat face, isn't it?
To which Pete replied, I don't need one. Doc just started me on magic weight loss pills. I'm going to be skinny and rolling in Benjamins with my Joes.
Which was a shout out to all the podcast fans.
David Vaughn jumped in and said, "Oh my God, this is so wrong. How dare you, Pete McCarthy? Who could do such a thing?"
And now remember, it was his picture that I borrowed, with permission, mind you, to do this.
Pete then said, "Couldn't find the NECA turtles in the wild, so I have to buy them on the secondary market. They're expensive. I'm going to flip these for high prices to fund those. Don't blame me. Blame the dudes that bought up all the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles."
That's right. Pass the buck.
Robert Cookie said, "You don't even collect Joes. You're a monster."
It's true. I love that.
I'm a joking pile of shit monster, Robert Cookie Cook.
Eric Black said, "Isn't half these comments against the rules?" And then Adam Skalakamowski said, "So is scalping. Just banned a local guy from here that I saw selling troopers for $100 on Marketplace."
Ooh.
So banned from that site,
from that group,
for selling on a different Facebook group.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, classy motherfuckers up in that bitch.
Dan Maraca Mommy says, "Get ready to be a $100. You're set for life with that haul."
Damn right.
Jason Tracy said, "You guys need to stop with the personal insults."
Ooh, good. Good. Truth bomb.
Gary Ruckerman said, "Fuck yeah, to the victor go the spoils." And by spoils, I mean the swamp ass butthurt tears of man children not finding their pew pew army men.
Rickleman sniped it for the woods.
So Pete wasn't the only one that got kicked out of that group. I'm pretty sure Gary did as well.
I got booted in a hurry.
And then
Derek, 9 minutes.
Derek Ayers, I think, followed up with the same picture and said, and he got booted.
Yeah, he got booted.
And I think Dustin Yoke may have done the same thing as well. Yeah. So that was magical.
9 minutes. It took me 9 minutes to get kicked out of that group.
Absolutely magical.
That was awesome night. Me and Travis happened to just be together when that was going down, and we were laughing hysterically.
Oh my gosh.
As it was happening.
So hard. I was laughing so hard. Yep.
We were amazed at how quickly that went down.
So good.
So fast.
Yeah. So, you know, that was a great one, and it's always fun when Toy Drama is something that Pete just creates on his own. Makes things much, much easier. But there has been a little bit of drama out there besides that, and so we're going to catch up on a little bit of this as we get going here. One was HeroQuest dropping.
Huh?
HeroQuest, Hasbro did a HasLab for HeroQuest, I believe.
Yeah.
And
some sort of an RPG, right?
Yeah, yep. It's a little game with little miniatures. It's probably something you would enjoy, Pete. But you know, Larry Sidrakis, who's one of ours, says, "Thanks, Hasbro Pulse, for the one option of $135 shipping to Canada."
Wow.
Hasbro didn't make you live there. I'm sorry. You chose to live in Canada. Nobody makes you live in Canada. Like I mean, I get it. Social is healthcare, but you don't get fucking cheap shipping. Is what it is.
Well, and that's kind of been the knock. There was a lot of people who commented on it and said, you know, it's perfect for people living in America, but if you're outside of America, apparently, and who knows, maybe they'll get some. You know, I imagine better.
How much was it? It was expensive anyways, wasn't it?
I don't know that, unfortunately. All right, now let's move into the real toy drama of the podcast here.
All right. We ready?
Are we ready?
Are you ready?
Before we get into that, I got one little thing else I'm bring up too. Because I think it's real important for us to talk about U2's separate personalities, Mini Pete and Mini Steve Bisciotti.
Who are all Steve Bisciotti? Along with Edmure Akbar, Sandusky, Washington.
Why would I get accused of being Mini Pete? That's ridiculous.
You are definitely not Mini Pete.
I'm not.
No.
not any of them.
I think he is.
Mini Steve Bisciotti. Referencing episode 195. The name Tim Sawyer sounds like a shady lawyer.
True.
So you not only said the funny joke, but then you made a post as another person talking about how funny Steve's joke was.
No, I didn't. I am not Mini Steve.
Right.
Dustin Yoke, after listening to the new episode, I'm convinced a new show has been born. We have the OG, My Wife's Gonna Kill Me, then 2.0, this New World Order without Pete, where Jeremy steps in and Steven talks about how amazing he is for 50 minutes, should be called the Stone Cold Steve Shit Show.
You're damn right! Yeah, get him, Tim. Enjoy
it. Pete posted and said, I love how when I'm on the show, I'm the funny one. And when I'm not on the show, all the funny jokes are about me.
Wrong.
Truth.
Wrong. You didn't even listen to the damn
That's
show.
That's a truth bomb.
Bullshit.
I got 15 minutes in and every single laugh was at my expense. Because of your guys' super clever micro penis talk.
Every fucking show, every laugh is at my expense. So you're nothing without me.
Every fucking show, I laugh at both of you. So without me, you're not. Mini Pete San said, so Chicken Steve goes supernova because, because some Steve. Listeners called him out for not knowing jack shit. His girlfriend and the lazy cop applauds and almost shit their pants, one of them actually did, laughing at the overacted show of road rage, even defending his supposed knowledge at some points.
Chicken Steve.
I don't remember that. I don't remember being defended. I think I should be defended.
Mini Steve Bisciotti said, so Travis Bowles said it looks like, said that Pete looked like a turtle in that picture. Mini Steve raised the bar and did a fun little.
I've never seen that.
Oh, you didn't see
it? No.
You was on the turtle.
And April and Splinter. Only I look more like a cheap ass. Fucking saber tooth in that one.
I thought you looked like Arf.
Yeah.
Arf. Yeah. I'm a Mog. Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
This might have been one of the best ones, though. Pete McCarthy, another thought from episode 195.
Oh, fuck.
If you start a fire in your pit, everyone comes over, has a good time, and the fire is the center of attention. Everyone gathers around it and has a blast. If you place that same fire in the middle of the West Coast right now, no one even knows it's there. Steven is a bonfire. I am a wildfire.
That is a great analogy until you look at it from Steven's side.
I was just sitting there reading that. And going, what the fuck? Is he really making a case for forest fires?
Forest fires are better.
Michael Ryden posted a picture of his beautiful toy display, and once again, it was one of those things where everybody gets to look at someone else's display and goes, yeah, "God damn,
that's right. Badass!
That is so badass."
I mean, who did that? I gotta get on Facebook more.
Apparently, you do, Mini Steve Bisciotti. Maybe if you didn't have him blocked because he's so mean to you.
I never blocked Mini Steve. I
actually did.
I'm not the greatest toy group on earth. I don't just kick people out of my life.
The new My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast with Jeremy's face over Pete's. Where you been, buddy? Good morning, Mini Steve. Back again. And it's the...
This is why Steve has been too busy to do anything for me. I've been busy. What have you been doing? Well, stuff.
I'm creating memes. This is the one with the guy and his girlfriend, and he's looking back at the other girl, and it's Pete is the guy, obviously. His girlfriend is the IKEA glass display case, but the hot thing walking down the road is plastic bags hanging on a doorknob.
That's awesome.
Fantastic.
That's awesome.
Good one, Steve.
Let's all make fun of the poor public servant.
Me.
Oh, Mini Pete. Mini Pete is starting a new business called MyMiniPeteActionFigures.com to sell custom pieces. Here's the first one, and it's a Justice Curry head compatible with Mythic Legions and comes with a chip when scanned. Says, I'll give you half of what you paid for that. Pete doesn't like me. Hey, look at me. Look at me. I'm telling you, this is a once-in-a-lifetime deal. I'm doing you a favor.
All things Justin has said to me.
Mini Steve Bisciotti comes back with...
Where is all of this? I realize I've missed a couple of episodes. Have I been off the fucking planet?
You really did not see
I didn't see any of that.
Like, Pete's just gone.
He's
gone, gone.
In the My Wife is Going to Kill Me support group, where most of these are coming from, which is filled with what I would say is our most devout listeners. Here it is. Coming soon, the mind-blowing film about how to properly display your collectibles. You can't miss this one. Plastic bags.
Plastic bags, which is the mock on plastic crack. The same
how did
lettering.
They do that?
How did they do that? And it is a Pete with a mouthful of Musclemen, just like his good friend,
Justice
Curry.
And I've got a fucking earring. How old is that picture?
I don't know. Ask Steve where he got it.
That is so good.
Look at all the stuff so you're good. Missing.
Boy.
I'm on Facebook every day.
You're in the wrong places, apparently.
Apparently.
All right. So that brings us to the Four Horsemen's
Exodus.
Exodus sale.
Exodus.
All right. Exodus.
If you are not aware of what happened, because you do not follow Mythic Legions, they had a warehouse sale, which is...
They had the audacity to take a bunch of great figures that everybody wanted and sell them for normal prices. Those fucking assholes.
And some people were not happy about it. So can I read some comments?
Please do.
Please.
Yeah, and then, you know, maybe you guys hit me with your opinions.
I totally love how you took your headphones off when I got loud.
I know, he's like, yeah.
I was getting hot.
Shit's getting real now.
I was getting hot. Cole Walker. Really considering quitting Mythic Legions.
Okay, then do it.
I can never get
it's
figures.
It's been fun, Cole. Take care, bud.
I've seen people that will buy dozens of one figure and not let anyone else get any.
No, you haven't, because it's never been allowed unless it's been a pre-order.
I'm just tired of missing out all the time, and I'm tired of all the bragging.
And we're tired of you. It's been fun.
Yeah.
Adam Sr. Same here, bro. Especially after my post from last night. No foul language. All got taken down. If you're not licking the boots of the horsemen, it would seem you don't get a voice here.
And if you're not licking the boots of this horseman, huh? Fucking asshole.
Now,
did you capture
Did you capture Adam Sr.'s post from the night before that got taken down?
I did not.
It was essentially him saying, hey, you all fell for it. You're stupid because this was just a, hey, let's test our website. And he basically insulted the horseman, which it was bullshit the way that he said it. So it deserved to get taken down.
So how
in
it
my
was
opinion.
Worded. You know, the hard part is the Cabal is a Facebook group run by very avid fans of the line, but also very... A group of people that do not want drama.
Well, and again, well, you know, no foul language, and it was taken down. Here's the deal, Adam. If you want me to hurt every feeling you have, I can do it without swearing. I can say absolutely terrible things to you without swearing. It's not about foul language. It's about intent. So, food for thought.
Adam also posted another post. You know, the sad thing about this is I've had some very good conversations with Adam.
I thought he seemed like a pro Mythic Legions guy. I've seen him be a positive numerous times.
Has some amazing photography, diorama skills. He has done some really cool stuff. And I even has been, you know, I have brought his work up on Legions Cast before. So it is sad to see a guy feel this way, but it does not, doesn't mean that he is, safe from toy drama. Adam posted, selling all this, eBay are here, and it's a picture of his collection.
Wow, that's a nice collection.
It is a nice collection.
He's selling the whole thing, huh?
That's what it says. Rory Megan says, hey, if you're selling, I'd sell it here. It might help cheer some folks up who didn't score on yesterday's sale. Adam said, good point. I just canceled my $3,500 of Big Bad Toy Store pre-orders. That cheered me up.
Wow. Why did he cancel them? Because he thought he was going to get all $3,500 worth of figures in an in-stock sale?
Yeah, apparently.
Ryan Schlaw says, are you that hurt by the sale yesterday that you're dumping your collection today? Adam said, no, I'm hurt that my voice was taken away. I was hurt by the sale. I'm delicate that way. And I posted a couple complaints without foul language. They all got removed. That made me feel gross. Felt like you can only have a voice if you praise the Four Horsemen. You say something negative and it's taken down.
Well, it's hard for me to comment because I don't know what he said. I would like to, I can deduct, but then I might be not.
He took a shot at the Horsemen, and it was never about, he basically said it was never about getting figures into the hands. It was either a way to just test the website to make sure that it wasn't going to crash for the next big sale. And there was a second part to it. I can't recall what the second part was.
Dan Briggs jumps in.
That seems like a lot of guesswork.
Dan Briggs says, friendly PSA, Cabal. This is a new one. Most people here and the Four Horsemen said, this is going to be brutal. You're probably going to be disappointed. There wasn't a normal in-stock sale. And four, if you try to get a ton of stuff, you're probably going to end up with nothing.
Yeah. That was all up front.
He goes, yet for nearly the last 12 hours, all I'm seeing is people complaining that everything happened exactly as people said it would.
As they told you it was. I mean, oh my God. Maybe you'll get to this one later, but I mean, I've seen people say, oh, I took the night off work for this. Dumbass. Sorry to say, you're freaking stupid. All right? You don't take time off work to do something like this because you're going to lose way more money than you're going to gain by. You're not going to get anything, or you might get one thing. I mean, come on. Really? If I hadn't been sitting around doing nothing, I wouldn't have went on.
He's been busy.
Daniel Power posted, I really feel like some people should be more appreciative of what the Four Horsemen did for the community yesterday. They gave people a chance to get these older figures for great prices. Daniel then goes on for quite a bit here and pretty much says a lot of that same stuff.
All right. It's very down to earth. It's very, hey guys, think about this. It's a great post.
Adam Sr. jumps back in. I don't think anyone should be telling anyone else what they should be feeling. That concept blows my mind. If you're happy, that's a beautiful thing. If someone else isn't, it's not your job to tell them how much happiness and appreciation they should feel. Some of us work 12-hour shift, 48 hours a week. Some of us have wives and healthcare that work 12-hour shifts. Some of us made plans and altered our lives for a dream that was squashed in 2 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A dream, huh? That's a dream? Seriously? That's all you got for your dream?
Tyler Max says, hey, I just learned I can make fun of you in a mean gift form because you didn't get what you want, so I'm going to do it. Even though I totally agree with how you feel, but I want the admins here to like me.
Boot.
Seriously, right?
It would have been like, hey, where's my long snapper? Let's go.
Tyler says, he comes back and says, you know, this is just fun poking a bear, a funny ha-ha joke. Also, no naughty words and plenty of chapstick to go around. Come on in. It's great over here.
Georgie? Mm.
Adam then says, I was wrong. I love everything Four Horsemen does, and I appreciate it so much. Legions are the best toys ever made. Cabal above all. Cabal above all. Cabal above all.
Is that sarcastic?
Now you're just being a fucking asshole.
That's purely sarcastic.
You know what I mean?
I was being sarcastic.
Okay, right. Sorry. No, I just... But at some point, you're... And I can say this better than anybody at this table. You're taking it too far. Because I am the epitome of taking shit too far. You are hurt by this sale because you didn't get your figures. And then you're hurt because your comment got taken off of Facebook. And now you're just fucking shotgunning any post that you can find with this woe is me, somebody come cuddle me, where's my fucking snowflake safe space? No. They're action figures, boys. This is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I don't really know what people expected. That's the part of this that really blows my mind.
Apparently he was going to spend $4,000 on fucking figures at an in-stock sale. Because what the Horsemen have been doing over COVID is buying thousands of each figure of all of the 198 or however many they've made to make sure that everybody got another chance at buying them on Friday night. So take the weekend off, fly to a spot, I had a new router installed, so I made sure I had good Wi-Fi, and I bought an extra computer so I could have two up at the same time. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's stupid. It is so ridiculous. As a person who has hunted down a higher end, hard to find Mythic Legion figure in the last year, Urzok. I've been on the hunt for Urzok. I got him a few months ago from Travis. But before that, you know, I was keeping my eyes open. People knew I was looking for Urzok. So when an Urzok popped up on the Cabal or even eBay, people would send me the information. There's an Urzok here. I never could get there fast enough, ever, when he was in my price range. Not once did I get there fast enough, okay? And that is when I'm being helped and there's not a bunch of people saying, hey, at 9 o'clock there's going to be an Urzok, which there was. And many other figures that are just as rare as him were also there. What did you think was going to happen? I mean, seriously, are you that delusional? Now, I knew that there was a chance that I could win the lottery, basically, and maybe land those figures. The only way there's a chance is if I try.
Yes.
If you don't try, you're not going to have a chance. Did I in any way really think that was going to happen? Fuck no. Why are you, I mean, you know, you got to imagine, do you really think the horsemen are sitting on five cases of Urzoks? I have messaged Cornboy every day since I met him, asking him if he has an Urzok. And every day he says no. Right? That's a little bit exaggerated.
But the reality, do you think that these people think that even Hasbro does this?
No.
That even Hasbro... Oh, we've been just sitting on, you know, 10,000 cases, and hey, we're going to re-release them for you guys now. They don't even do it. You know, it's a multi-million dollar business. They don't do it. No. Why in the world do these people believe that the horsemen are just sitting on all this back stock of figures?
Cornboy has told us that there are figures that they've made that he loves that he does not himself possess.
Yes.
There are figures he doesn't have. He made them. He made them. He created them. He sold them. He did all the business stuff to run a company to make these figures happen, and he doesn't have them in his personal collection. But Adam Freshman deserves that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
It's very hard for me. And
but the way, look at the way people treated each other over this whole ordeal. So you know what? Adam, so you were hurt. You're right. I don't have the right to tell you how you should feel. I don't. That's none of my damn business. If you seriously want to curl up in the fetal position and suck your thumb because you didn't get your action figure, that's on you. I have no right to go, hey, you're a dumbass for curling up in the fetal position and sucking your thumb over an action figure. But what I don't have the right to do that, you don't have the right to jump on everybody else's post and speak your mind and give your opinion and tell other people how they should feel. And you also shouldn't be able to tell me that I should feel sorry for you or I should respect you or I should not say that you're wrong. If you have the opinion to feel that way, so do I. And again, they're toys, guys. These are toys. They're toys that we love. They're toys that have created an opportunity for us to have social events and make friends and make best friends and, you know, and go to cons and do podcasts and do interviews and meet new people and all of these great things. And apparently this guy, you know, and I don't, nobody else works during the week, just this Adam guy does. And apparently his wife works too. So that somehow bears weight on what his time frame is, because his wife has a job, so it struggled for him.
He couldn't, and whatever.
And he planned for it, and it didn't happen. I get that. But I guess I don't feel bad. Maybe that part of me is broken.
Nobody's saying you can't be disappointed. There was a second there, and you can watch it, because I posted a video of me trying to get what I wanted. And you can see, I think it's evident in the video, when there was a second there I thought I might get an Azar. And I got a little tense. I was like, oh, I got to get my shit in. And I was trying. And then I immediately lost it. And I felt, I'm not going to lie,
you're disappointed.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But come on. And nobody's saying you can't feel that way.
Yep.
Just don't be an asshole.
And don't bring other people down.
Yeah.
You know? And again, you keep the fact of the matter is, you keep going back to, if you don't suck the dicks of the four horsemen, then you don't get a voice in there. No, it has nothing to do with kissing anybody's ass. There are plenty of people that post in the cabal against the horsemen. I think they should have done this. I don't like that they did this. Here's the deal. They don't just call them out and insult them and accuse them of a benevolent agenda and using this sale for some other purpose. You attacked the horsemen. That's different. Had you attacked anybody like that, Walt would have pulled it down.
Yeah.
Because that's Walt's style. You're not going to get in there. Yes, your target happened to be the four horsemen, but had your target been anybody else, it would have been taken down. Because that's the ship that Walt runs. If you don't like that ship, swim to shore, bitch. There's plenty of people on this boat that we want here. We don't need you as a Mythic Legions collector. We don't need you as a podcast listener. We don't need you as a Cabal member. There are plenty of people that we want to spend time with. We don't need you. The horsemen are not sitting there trying to figure out what their next move is going to be now that they've survived COVID, how they're going to survive you not buying $3,500 worth of their shit through Big Bad Toy Store. They're going to be just fine. So figure it out and move on. And if you want to sell your figures, great. Let people fill some holes in their collections and we'll move on without you. And guess what? Tomorrow, we've forgotten about you. The same way I've forgotten about Steve Kennedy, and the same way I've forgotten about Ollie, and the same way I've forgotten about the Amy Scott. You're going to end up being a footnote.
Have you, though?
And yeah, I haven't said shit about him in the last 2-3 episodes.
You just said something about him 15 seconds ago.
Travis got it. The fact of the matter is you know, and Cornboy even posted, I've been throwing shots, but I've been keeping it on our support group because people know that I'm an asshole and it is what it is. You know, so Cornboy came back, oh, come on, man, the fans are just passionate. And you know what? And he's right. There are a lot of people that are upset and they're speaking their opinion about the sale because they are passionate and they truly wanted to have those pieces in their collection. Those aren't the people I'm bitching about. Those aren't the people that have pissed me off. It's these other people that take it to the 10th fold, you know, to the next degree, and they've got to be, you know, and again, not letting it go. Hey, I didn't get what I wanted in my sale. I'm upset. I post like a dick. It gets taken down. Now I jump on everybody's post to talk about, hey, this is what I said, but in different words. But now I'm also posting about how I'm upset my other post got taken down. But I'm hoping that because my post is on your post, they're not going to take it down again.
Yeah.
We heard you, Adam. We all heard you. It's over. Let it go. Fuck Amy Scott. So,
moving on.
Who, in actuality, if you actually go back and read her post, it really wasn't as bad as I ever made it out to be.
But, oh, really?
Yeah.
After all that.
Yeah. And that's why I've let it go for the most part, because I was like, man, I might have misread that a little bit. I might have taken that a little bit differently.
So, talking about taking things a little bit differently, to wrap this up, we didn't talk about G.I. Joe Classified, and there's a reason for that. They dropped a couple huge ones. Zartan, Firefly, Viper, another Cobra Trooper. Unfortunately, yeah, probably most of this shit's going to be at Target.
Destro.
But our good friend, Bobby Valla, jumped in.
Saw this, I think.
Am I going to get Duke wearing Chuckle's shirt? That's what I want.
Is this about Firefly?
Yes.
I like this.
So
he's right. I gotta go. I gotta say he's right.
But listen,
Bobby
to this.
Vala from Valaverse, yes. Action Force figures recently kickstarted.
Yes. Okay. So he posts. First off, I think the Zartan figure is excellent. So before you think I'm just hating, know that you are wrong. I have to vent about this figure just because it was such a fan favorite of mine growing up. As a saboteur, you would think that you would want to be stealthy, which is why the original design by Ron was so perfect. Firefly could sneak into areas and not worry about catching bulky equipment on things. This new classified figure is just a travesty. He is a saboteur, not a member of an explosives disposal team. What the hell is with that diaper vest? Why one shoulder pad? Lenny, you suck as a designer. And this isn't an action movie from the 80s. No one uses sticks of dynamite with a timer. How about do some research and find something a little more modern like C4? Warden had no problem doing that during his time. Do your effing research and act like you care about the brand. Ugh. You use a modern drone but vintage explosives. Oh, that's right. This is the same stupid designer that gave a modern Snake Eyes World War II era grenades. Again, Zartan is awesome and a new updated take on the figure, but Firefly is just a huge disappointment. I'm not sure a lot of you are super excited for it. I'm sure a lot of you are super excited for it, but this one is just a failure in design. And
okay.
And Pete, look at the picture.
So real quick before I do that, we have to mention that every time from here on out that Travis absolutely butchers a word, it's a travesty. So.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that write-up, Steven? I know you said you liked it.
But. I like it. I saw that Firefly, and I was like, something about it, and I didn't put much thought into it.
Yeah.
And then when he said that, I'm like, you know, that's what bothers me is the bulk. He looks like he'd be slow. He looks like he's, you know.
Why does he have cock armor?
Yeah, I don't really understand.
That vest is terrible.
Is it supposed to be like a flat to protect his nuts from
shrapnel?
Yeah,
but not your thighs. Where
no, don't have armor on your thighs.
Where your femoral arteries are. Yeah. Okay, so here's what I'll say. Has a modern drone, and I don't see
it's on his back, I think.
Is that what the fans
there's
are?
There's probably another picture that I just don't have.
I will not be the one to go, oh, it's bullshit that he has dynamite with a timer and a modern drone. This is a remake of an 80s cartoon action figure. So to have some tie-in there, I'll get that. Though, okay, I'm not going to be upset about the World War II grenades. I don't fucking care. But that vest just aesthetically is not pleasing. That armor piece on the shoulder is not, it's not aesthetically pleasing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look good. And for all of the detail they tried to put in it, you've got silver, light silver, gray, and black. And again, he's supposed to be stealthy. I get that. But you could have done a better job accentuating detail. You put a lot of detail into the sculpt, but then the paint washes it out.
Well, it's
the vest is garbage.
You're not going to be able to put that figure in very dynamic poses.
No, absolutely not.
Big, bulky vest on.
Now, he might look good with that vest off.
Yeah, who knows?
If that vest comes
off. The color scheme is a great nod to the original.
Yep.
You know,
maybe, I like the gray camo.
Maybe if that vest is removable, you take it off, and there's your Firefly.
I hope he comes with a cell phone.
Me too.
Why?
Because the original did.
The original had a walkie-talkie-like phone. It looked like kind of like a flip phone.
Like a Zach Morris ordering pizza from study hall phone?
Yeah. Kinda, yeah. Nice. Yeah. It sounds like fun.
Yep.
So for sure.
Yeah, I just I wanted to throw that out there and make sure that people got to hear that. But so, Toy Drama was fun this week. There was definitely a lot of it. I will be honest. I've been kind of... anti-drama in my life lately. So sometimes even reading the Toy Drama ones, I'm like, oh man, is this all they got to do?
Right.
Is this really all they got to do?
Steven can't do it. Steven's busy. Can't be dealing with his shit.
I am.
But that wraps up Toy Drama.
Thanks, UPS guy.
Nice. Well, Pete?
I got a ton of stuff, but I didn't bring any of it because nobody cares. So
nice.
I actually got quite a few Kickstarter packages. COVID, you know, kind of lined everything up funny. So there was like a 8 month period where I was buying things or backing things. Then there was these, all these delays. So then all of a sudden, instead of them all coming in X amount of time after I bought them, they kind of all came in at the same time.
Yeah.
And I got a ton of cool stuff. I've done almost 25 Kickstarters in the last probably 8 months, 10 months. And they're all D&D related. So like I said, I got some very cool, handmade carry trays, dice boxes. One of the companies, Guild, GYLD, did damage dice sets. So obviously everybody knows the standard polyhedral set is the, you know, D4, D6, D8, 2D10s, D12, D20. And what they did is they cut the D20 out and they did 18 packs of multiples of each of those ones. Because as your character gets higher, maybe your weapon will do 2D4 damage or your spell will do, you know, 3D6 damage. So you can roll multiples at the same time. So basically,
I have a game for us to play.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Is it act like Peter and interrupt him during a story like he does Steven?
No, but I think you're going to like this one.
Okay.
And you're welcome, fans. So, I need you both to pull out your cell phones. Aww. We have our text thread that is the three of us that's been going on for, you know, 5+ years now.
Okay.
Okay. Right?
And I need you to, I'm going to ask a question. And the first person to text me gets to answer the question. If you get it correct, you get the point. If you get it wrong, the other person gets the point. There are only three questions. Okay? There is a prize. And
UPS is a place to do this.
There is two prizes.
So the prize is I get to finish my story.
No, that story's done.
No, so the story's not done.
It has to be done.
It's not.
No,
done.
I mean it just has to.
It
be.
It is not done.
So two prizes. Okay, one pretty good. The other one, hey, I'm just gonna throw you a bone. Although I will say it's a pretty awesome prize as well. But okay.
My phone keeps trying to go to sleep. Do the fucking question.
All right, are you ready?
Yep.
All right. This is to see who's my better friend. How old am I? You do not answer the question, and the you just are going to ring in. But
You didn't specify that.
Okay. Well, regardless, Pete got it correct with 42. I do like that, but we'll do that better.
You see my first answer?
Yes, naked, yes.
I assumed that whatever you were going to ask, the answer was naked. So
Pete has a point.
Okay.
Okay, Steve, you were off. Steve said 43. I will be 43 in November. All right?
Thanks.
So now what I want you to do is you can just send a dot or whatever, but then I'm going to ask you for your answer. It'll be a little bit more fun on the podcast.
Okay.
So, but this is how I'm going to tell who got it first.
Okay.
All right? How old was I when I lost my virginity?
He did that before he even finished the question.
No, I didn't.
It does not matter.
13.
Pete, correct.
Would have got it wrong anyway. So he wins.
He does win. He has won. I'm going to save the last question, and Pete gets the prize. I hate to tell you guys.
So
this.
What all this done is it tells the listeners that you're old and you've been fucked up for a long time.
Yes.
That's what it told us.
Yes. I actually ordered two of these, but T Public only sent one.
Okay.
So I had to find a way to give you guys this. Peter, you are the proud owner.
Oh, that is so good.
Okay, so what this is a T-shirt done by Matthew Rodriguez. It is a My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me shirt.
Get a photo.
But he has taken, he has done some art here where he took My Little Pony characters and turned them into Jeremy, myself, Travis, and Pete, and also Matthew.
Yes.
And it is super girly.
It's so good. And it's a shit brown shirt. It's so good.
Which is the color that Steve picked.
Yeah. You're like, what color shirt do you want? I said brown. Now Pete, not try it. Now he's got it.
No, he's got
it. Oh, I'll wear that fucker with pride.
And for our runner-up, guess what? I can do it. You get a choice
of a head painted by you.
My action figures, customs.com, gave us gifts to give away to listeners. Well, I figure, what the heck? Why do we got to give them all the listeners? You know what? You know what?
Yeah, you're my best friend. I'm going to give you the shit brown My Little Pony shirt and a custom painted My Action Figure custom head goes to you, Steven.
Which,
skunked, by the way. Fucking shut out.
Yeah. These heads have been painted by two of the best painters in the Mythic Legion world, and that being Zombie 13 and our very own Hobby Lobby Chris Millicamp. So Steve is poking his big fat fingers into these little boxes, trying to figure out which head he's going to take. Pete, if you could go back, would you have lost the game on purpose?
No.
Okay,
you literally could have handed me a pile of cat shit, and the beating Steven was worth it.
You still wanted to win, regardless.
And let's be realistic, I would have gotten the last question, too. I don't know what it is, but I would have gotten it.
I'm sure you would have. So. All right, Steven. Pete, go ahead and finish your story. Let's hear what...
The dice, they roll, they're fun.
Awesome.
So
that brings it to me.
Well, since I'm going to take that one.
Which one did you take?
I took a Fury Orc head, since I do got some Fury Orcs coming.
Good call.
From Big Bad Toy Store.
And that is a beautiful head, by the way. Very cool. I was able to get one of the Walgreens exclusive Moon Knights. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it, because I have a Mezco Moon Knight that I really love. So I'm not sure if this is actually ever going to make it to my shelf. I might just end up selling it, but we'll see. Down the road, if the price comes up on it.
It's a cool figure. I mean,
it is. It's a cool figure.
I'm not big into Moon Knight, but
I think you will be after he comes out. Probably. I think you're going to end up being a huge fan. I was able to pick up one of the.
Are they changing the packaging?
Those were like a special. Like, they did a. These were a little bit more expensive. They're like kind of like a deluxe, but they're based off the movies, and most of them are the Fox movies. You know, Hasbro's like, oh, hey, now Marvel owns those. Disney owns them. We're going to make some figures now. I mean, we should have been making those 10 years ago, but... So this is Domino from the Deadpool 2 movie.
This is Ezzy Beats.
Yes.
Also...
Who I find absolutely beautiful.
She's amazing. I can't believe that the Joker killed her.
And last but not least...
you motherfucker.
Speaking of G.I. Joe Classified.
Where'd you get that?
A certain friend of ours was able to find one at the store. And
that is a beachhead, and he is fucking cool.
He is so cool.
I want that guy.
So does the beret go on top of the beachhead head, or is there a separate head in there? I don't see.
No, he goes on top of the beachhead head.
He does go on top of that beachhead head.
Okay.
Yep.
Speaking of that, you spent a lot of time at the beach. Any beachhead this summer?
On the way home, but not at, no.
It's sandy and bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's rough, I get it.
Wow, that figure is amazing.
No, that I would have fucking fought you for. So.
This came in my last order from Wolf King Customs.
And you've never worn a beanie in your entire life. Just put it in my pile.
It's funny, I actually put it on my head and I was kind of like, it's going to be too small because my head's so big. And my wife goes, I really like how that looks. And so I got to say thank you to Len for including this hat in my purchase from this last sale.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Wolf King Customs beanie.
Super awesome. That's it for me.
All right. Well, first thing I wanted to do is, for my Things UPS guy, I want to show this off. This is a throne that Travis gave to me a couple of episodes back. It was unpainted. It was all black or gray or something.
What's it from? Spawn?
It's actually from Marvel Select Mephisto.
Okay.
And then somebody cast them and made, you know, sold them out of China.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was lame. No, I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What do you think?
You did a great job with it. I like it.
It's pretty. It fits Mythic Legions amazingly. I put figures in it and they look, you know, the big ones don't.
Yeah, it's not made for an ogre.
No, but regular size, you know, humanoid. Bodies work fantastic with it, so it looks really cool.
Thank you very much, Steven.
And now, I'm going to unleash upon you our first look at the Super 7.
Oh, very cool.
Foot Soldier.
This is a Dead Nuts homage to the original, right down to the frickin' knife, man. Oh, the great staff.
Hand options. Weapons options.
That's awesome. That's a great figure.
Were you painting this for me, or did I give it to you?
I can't remember. I think you mentioned about giving me something. I don't know.
He's been busy.
And as I reach in here, one of my favorites so far.
And why? Because its fingers grasp the bow correctly.
Exactly. That is amazing. I know. I'm really impressed. Yep,
I saw 14 pictures.
I know. You might think that that's not a big deal. But I don't know. Here, you can, I'll let Pete handle this
so
guy.
So good, man.
This is Splinter. Here is his cup of coffee. I thought I grabbed. I had been little baggies full of all their weapons, so like all his stuff came. But I guess it's not here. How did I miss that?
He's got his. He's got his little cane. That's all that matters. Man, they did a great job with these. This is what dispelled all of my fears.
There's the Raphael figure. First, I want to say that Splinter is one of the funnest figures, not only because of his hand holds the bow correctly, but he just poses really well. You can do some really cool stuff that you wouldn't think you could do with a Splinter figure. He comes with a sculpted tunic, robe, whatever you want to call that. And I thought I brought it, but I'm not seeing it in the box.
Cordy threw it away.
Possibly. But he is, but I prefer the cloth goods one. It just allows for better movement and it looks pretty good. I mean, it's got,
and the cloth was what they had on the original.
It was,
you know
it
what
was,
I mean? So that to me, that's why I would be all about the cloth. That looks, it's great.
It's freaking awesome.
Yeah. I mean, but this is, you know, maybe shame on me for feeling this way, but I see these and I go, what do I need my vintage stuff for?
Yeah, sell the vintage.
You know what I mean? And, you know, because these are beautiful. Brian Flynn, I've said some shitty shit about you, buddy, but keep it up. You're doing great.
One thing I found interesting.
But the argument could be made the reason these are so good is because I said shitty shit about Flynn.
I'm sure.
So this might be, it may be thanks, Pete, for these great turtles. You're welcome, Brian. You're welcome.
Box, of course. It's really great. Yeah, where's that knife? Opening up. This is the only one I have not unboxed. I'm going to rip it out here real quick. This is Baxter Stockman. Now, we've looked at the glow-in-the-dark Baxter Stockman briefly, but we didn't take him out of the package. And, I'm going to... Wow, he's a chunk of plastic. I'm just going to hand him right over and let Pete finger him.
Man, they just killed it. The wings and the arms, the little mouser. I mean, man, these are cool.
He's a beast.
He is a substantial figure.
Let's
hand it back to you because Travis is doing something.
So colorful.
They nailed it.
Yeah, it is just a...
Hey, man, I really loved these things when I was a kid. I wish somebody would make them a little bit bigger, a little bit better. Here you go. Thanks, Super 7. They're perfect.
Yeah. And then apparently...
I tell you what, the quality of these and the Turtles fans out there and the being able to see... what they're doing and how popular these figures are and they're selling out makes me so happy because I'm sorry, Steven. I want this to get fucking deep like Motu deep. You know what I mean? Like I want to get weird characters and I want to get offshoots and I want to get all of that stuff, you know?
Yeah. Me as well. I'm really excited about these. I'm going to remain all in as long as I can afford it. So I'm really hoping for a few of the figures that I really like. You know, I love Leatherhead. I love the Rat King. There's just, you know, there's really good.
Am I going to get my Monty Moose?
I think so. I think you will.
You know, and I think, and the other thing that I think that they're going to do, or that they hope they do, is I really hope that we get some of the crazy, stupid high-dollar figures. The high-dollar vintage figures.
Like Hotspot?
Yeah, Hotspot, Scratch. Those were obviously the two big ones. But how cool would that be? You know what I mean? To be able to have a new version of something that is... I mean, you're not going to touch those loose for less than $200.
No.
You know? Mint on card, you're looking at $450. I just think that'd be absolutely cool. Walkabout was always a favorite of mine. The Kangaroo.
Okay.
You know? I mean, there's so many great figures. So many... it's exciting.
It is. It's very exciting. One little touch I've noticed, you know, I got the Thundercats Ultimates about the same time, real close to time, and the only little packaging difference I've noticed is that these actually come in a plastic bag. Like, when you open the box, there's a plastic wrapping around it that the Thundercats don't have. Hmm. I know that basically means absolutely nothing. I just found it interesting. Travis is... You going to come in here, Trav? Because we got one more thing to do if you're...
Yep.
Yeah. You got anything else before...
No, I had a ton more dice and cool D&D stuff to talk about, but Travis obviously didn't want to hear it, so...
Oh, no, I didn't mean like that. I meant for the show. I don't want to hear that either.
No. I've got a shit really bad again, though.
You do?
I do.
Well, you're going to have to take a shit.
Why?
Because I'm going to shit all over something real quick here.
I'll do your thing. Well, it's not going to be real quick if it's you talking, but...
I've got it through Steve's eyes.
Now, bear in mind, we have an hour, or we have 24 minutes before we have to be to Travis's.
Oh, yeah, this won't take that long. But I'm going to attack... Now, I gave some people a little homework. I don't know if everybody's familiar with this, but if you want to see what I'm talking about, because you haven't, you may want to pause the show right now, go to YouTube... And go look up Mercedes-Benz commercial 2020. You'll see a commercial. It looks like it is going to be an old-time period show.
Very well done.
Yeah, very. Yeah. It is, and I will say that it is very well done. Very well shot. Cinematography is great. It looks very high quality. And what this is portraying is a somewhat historical. Thing that really happened. Bertha Benz is the wife of the guy who...
Mr. Benz.
Mr. Benz, yeah, I don't know his first name. Born May 3rd of 1849. She died May 5th of 1944. She got to see right up there to the end of World War II. She is given the distinction as the first person to drive a vehicle over long distance. Her husband made this vehicle... I mean, it's like very primitive.
It's a contraption. Really.
It's a contraption, yep. Three-wheeled little thing that has a motor on it, an internal combustion engine, and it goes. It drives, and she is credited with a few other things here. Now, if you watch this video, you're going to see America, or you're I don't know if it's America. You're going to see today's
Europe.
It would be Europe where it's at, but you're going to see today's modern interpretation of things. And you're going to see a woman that is driving this contraption, and it looks like she's driving across this like very barren kind of gross town. And these people see her coming and they're like fearful of her because she's driving this thing. And you're going to see this woman who is, she's got a couple of boys with her, which I think are her children, according to the research I've the little bit of research I've done here. And God darn it, she just comes into this town and everybody fucking hates her. They either think she's a witch or they're like, why is our woman doing that? And they're all down on her. And she comes rolling into town, and of course the thing just stops working, right? And she's in town, and she's got to get out. Oh, she's got to face the diversity. These people, you can tell in the series, in their faces, that they don't like this. She's going to be a damn hero. So she locks eyes with this dirty-faced little girl, and she's like a little bit, you know, Miss Bertha Benz here. She's a little bit taken aback by all the negativity she feels or the unwelcomeness in this town, but she locks eyes with this little girl, and she just makes this eye contact, and she's like, yeah. Yeah, little girl, I'm going to give you something to believe in. Yeah, like poison. And it's like, oh, this is inspiring to her. So she straightens up a little bit, and she walks into this place, and she's like, I need some of this fucking shit. I don't remember what it's called, but she needs this shit. She goes in there, and I need this, and the guy looks at her all bad, and he's like, ain't going to take the stains out of that dress. And she's like, I don't need it for the dress. And she's powerful. Holy
Apparently
shit.
There was a guy from Georgia in Europe.
Yep, to there talk was. To he was British straight woman. From fucking Georgia. And she's like, she's staring. She's being strong. She's being empowered. And she walks up there and she's like, do you have it or don't you? And the guy apparently gives it to her because it shows her walking out victoriously. She crawls. She looks under the engine like she knows what the fuck she's looking at. She looks under there. She evaluates the situation. And she freaking pours that shit in there, fixes the shit up. They do show her boy turning the crankshaft or doing whatever it takes to turn the engine over. And they get that thing running, and she takes one little look at the girl. Little girl cracks a smile like, hell yeah, I can be a empowered woman someday too, thanks to this bullshit I just saw. And she drives off. She's a fucking hero, right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, this is such a bullshit. You think she knows what the hell she's looking at? I'm sure her husband, she gets down there, she looks under that engine, she looks like she deduces the problem here. She goes in there, here's a few things I have a problem with this thing at. There is no way she came up with that idea to get that shit. Her husband said, if you run out of gas and you can't find it, this is what you got to get, right? They say that she took this thing off in the middle of the night and didn't tell her husband. I say bullshit. He'd have kicked her ass if she stole his freaking invention in the middle of the night and took the kids and decided to go on a 2-day trip to see her parents. He fucking kicked her ass. That's a fucking prototype. That's bullshit. What this really was is he wanted to get his first automobile, and the idea was so easy, even a woman can do it. That's what this was. I know. How do I know? I have no evidence. But it's bullshit. All right? Now, why is everybody treating her like shit? Seriously. Why is everybody looking at her like she's fucking a piece of shit just because she's a woman? That's not how men work. A girl walks in, they would have all been helping her. They would have been helping her. They would have been nice to her. Why do we always got to paint this picture that men have always treated women like shit? We fucking go to war. We die for them. If the boat sinks, we let them fucking off and we sink. We fucking historically have always protected our women. What is this bullshit? This is some fucking... It's bullshit. It's bullshit. I don't know how many times I can say it. But the thing is I've done some extenuating because she's gotten credited for some ingenuity. With vehicles, with the advent of cars. And so when she got done with her trip, she went to her husband and says, hey, I've got some thoughts on some things we could do to fix this thing. And I actually found the list of what her recommendations were. This is the actual list.
I can't wait to hear it.
I can't wait for this to be done so I can go shit.
First bullet point. There is this thingy in the seat that squeaks. Second bullet point. The wind keeps messing up my hair. That's how a windshield got invented. Right there. I brushed up against this thingy and got grease on my dress. That's how they came up with the boots that go around like knuckles and stuff to protect from grease. And the biggest thing she's credited with is inventing brakes. And it was from this comment right here. I just hit my 7th tree. Leading to the invention of brakes. That's what this bullshit was. I bet you she got back from her trip and bitched the whole time.
fucking my back hurt. It's bumpy. Bro, the tires get fucking dirty. I don't know why. Bugs get in my mouth. Hair's messed up.
Don't you think the real truth of the matter is that his wife was like, I want to go see my parents? And he's like, take the car. Take the kids. See ya.
No.
Not your best work, Steven. I really wish that would have been on 2.0. Because then I never would have heard it.
It could have been on 1.0, just the episode you weren't on. You never heard that either.
That's true.
Fuck you. I am sick of this bullshit where we take every fucking thing and we got to put a woman in there and we got to act like she did everything. They did it with that fucking hot air balloon movie where they put to replace the one of the guys that actually made the trip with a fucking woman. I'm sick of it.
How did you see this commercial? Because I will be honest with you, I never would have saw this commercial if you hadn't sent it to us.
I think Emil Wickman posted it and said,
oh, fuck that guy. I'm going to burn that poster now.
He said that this was a great commercial, and I watched it, and I was like, this is very well done, but it's just a bunch of bullshit.
Angry man.
She gets out, and she bends down. She looks under it. She's like, oh, that's what's wrong. Did she fucking build it? No, she didn't build it. What I really think, this is one of those Warner kids. It was a fucking mechanic that was sent with her to probably make sure she made the trip okay. You don't just send your wife across country. She look at that fucking place she was going to. It looked like they were going to eat her. Like they're going through the potato famine and they're starving. And they're like, oh, here's some fresh meat. Fucking dirty faces are all scared. You see crows flying, circling. It's a fucking doomsday fucking world. And she's riding a fucking three-wheeled freaking tricycle through it. Bullshit. All right. Whatever. I don't care if you enjoyed it or not. I got it off my fucking chest.
Wrapping up episode 196 of My Wife's Gonna Kill Me podcast. The originals, the OG back, the three of us, the Trinamic duo, the three musketeers, the three stooges, the trifecta. Yeah, I'm ready to go. I got a shit really bad. Nice job, Steven, through Steve's eyes. Great toys. Nobody cares about my dice. For your host, Steve Bisciotti, co-host Travis Bowles, I am Pete McCarthy. And until next time, we'll see you guys in the toy aisle. Hey.